I was playing lots and lots of computer games. I might look very, very cool today, but I was actually a geek. Imagine that. The game I liked the most is by far Civilization, and then Dune 2. more geeks in the crowd. Dune 2, if you remember, the game that invented real-time strategy games. It was amazing. I loved it. I played it every second of every day. I won every single level in less than 10 minutes. I was the best. And this screenshot is actually from the first game that I played online. I played with a friend. And I remember my feeling for the first time looking at the small map and knowing that everything in black is darkness. I have no idea where my opponent is. And unlike the computer, which is kind of dumb, this is a human being. And even if the human being can be dumb, he's dumb in a very unpredictable way. So that was actually when I kind of stopped playing games, because then I saw that people could be smarter than me, and I don't really like that thought. So basically, computers are very fast. They're very good at solving many good things, but they're dumb. They're extremely dumb. And every time that we see a movie about computers controlling the world, taking charge of everything, Skynet controlling everything, everybody else in the theater becomes very stressed, but us programmers know that computers are extremely dumb. However, as opposed to computers, DNA is very slow. Evolution is really, really slow. However, it's really smart. Evolution solves almost any problem. We are the products of evolution, and we can do many things that computers basically can't. So if you could find a way to join the two methods, that would be A, really cool, and B, kind of scary. Let's do that. So the next session is going to be about genetic algorithms, that is, algorithms that imitates genetics, imitates DNA. And DNA, as we probably all know, DNA is basically software. It has letters, it has codes, and this is the software that we, our cells, run on. So if we can imitate that, maybe we can build smarter computers. So we're going to talk about DNA and evolution just a bit to make sure that everybody knows the terms. Then we're going to talk about genetic algorithms basics. We're going to see some real-world demos and some very freaky and kind of scary demos. And then we're going to talk about the implications. Some of them might be scary and some of them are actually very interesting. So if we start with DNA, each cell basically has a copy of our DNA. So we're not just one computer. We actually have trillions of computers inside us. We have trillions of cells, and each cell has the computer, the hardware, the actual cells, and the software, which is the DNA. Each cell contains chromosomes, which are strings of DNA, strings of letters, that do something. Each chromosome contains sets of genes, blocks of DNA, and each gene determines some aspect of the organism. For example, blue eyes, brown eyes, etc. DNA evolves. DNA has reproduction. It combines genes from parents, and then it mutates those genes. And each generation is supposed to be like the last generation, only a tiny bit better. And if I'm successful and pretty or and whatever, I'm going to survive better, and therefore I'm going to have more offsprings. This way, each generation is going to hold the better solutions of the last generation, and with some mutations and some learning, we're going to eventually have better and better solutions. And I don't really have to prove that, because each and every person in this room is a living proof of how smart DNA can become. So basically, this computer here has, I think, 8 cores. Just 8 cores. Four cores. Each computer that we are using now, our own computer, our own body and mind, have trillions of computers, of cells working in